The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith in Retirement. This is where we help you retire with confidence and kingdom purpose. I'm Tom Levine, and I'm joined with my good friend, Jay Peroni, certified financial planner, a great guy and one of America's leading voices in biblically responsible investing. Jay, great to have you back in studio. How are you?
Always good to be here, Tom. Let's dive right in. We've got a lot to cover today.
That's right. There is a lot going on in the news. Jay, President Trump has now been back in office for over 100 days. I was reading this week that townhall.com reported 345,000 jobs added. The inflation is cooling. Even egg prices are down. Border crossings have dropped 95%, and there's talk of $5 trillion in new investments. Does that line up with what you're seeing in the markets?
Yes, Tom. Some of those trends are very promising. We've been talking on this show about the window of opportunity that, you know, our team at Faith Investor Services was expecting a strong, robust second half for the year. And we're already starting to see a good recovery. We've seen signs of renewed business optimism, especially in energy, defense, and industrials. But these markets are really complex, and it's not just about the headlines. We still face issues with the national debt situation, global tensions, interest rate concerns. While the data is very encouraging, I'm urging listeners to stay diversified and focused on their long-term goals. We love a diversified portfolio at Faith Investor Services. Our team gets together once a month. We look at big picture. We look at stocks, bonds, real estate, gold, precious metals, commodities, even manage futures and Bitcoin. We love to have a good diversified portfolio. And right now is a great time to make sure your portfolio is lined up with your faith and values and it's properly positioned for the ups and downs we've been seeing recently.
Speaking of risks, what would you say is really the biggest outside threat, Jay, to someone's retirement right now?
The biggest, Tom, I would say, is the global debt crisis. That's the elephant in the room, right?
Giant credit card, yes.
Many nations, including the U.S., are carrying record-breaking debt, and that creates long-term instability at the end of the day. Higher taxes, inflation, reduced benefits, and it also puts in pressure on the entire financial system. But war with China or Iran could also rattle the market. So these trade deals and all of these issues that are going on, we've got to watch that from a geopolitical perspective. And we've learned the hard way that another pandemic could also come out of nowhere and turn the world upside down. So the truth is, we can't predict the next crisis, where it's going to come from, but we can prepare. And that's really why we use tactical planning at Faith Investor Services. We want to be on offense when times are good, but when we see trouble brewing, like our team did in February, we got more defensive, more gold and silver, more cash, more bonds to help protect when the markets are going down. And that's what we look to do, is protect what you've built your entire lifetime for. And a faith-driven strategy is about resilience. It helps you stay grounded no matter what the world throws at us. And if you're not sure if your portfolio is set or ready for the next disruption, give us a call. We offer a free complimentary, give you a second opinion, professional, biblically-based opinion, and we'll talk about how a plan could keep your future secure, even in these uncertain times.
And if you wonder if your portfolio would survive a debt crisis in the United States, maybe this is the time to reach out to Jay and get some professional help at 800-270-7310. Don't forget about our free offer. This week, you can get Jay's new book. It's available free for you at the website. You can download it free at faithandretirement.com. Jay, I know a lot of people focus on Social Security. Maybe it's their only source of income. Some folks withhold federal taxes from their monthly checks. Is that a smart thing to do? And do you see Congress ever stopping the taxation on Social Security?
Well, withholding taxes from Social Security can be a smart move, especially if you have other sources of income like IRAs or maybe pensions or investment withdrawals that could push you into a higher tax bracket. Even though you might not be working, you still have earned income. And this will help avoid a nasty surprise come tax time. You don't want to get the tax bill and all of a sudden I've got to sell and oh no, the stock market's down. I got to sell at the wrong time. And that's why we want to do some advanced planning. And whether you should do it really depends on your overall income strategy. That's why we tailor each plan for our clients to the individual. And as for ending taxation on Social Security, it's a hot topic. President Trump's recently proposed eliminating federal taxes on Social Security benefits entirely. And that would be a huge win for retirees if it ever passes. But keep in mind, it's just a proposal for now. Congress would need to pass that. And it's far from guaranteed in today's divided political climate. We're seeing a lot of butting of heads still, right, Tom?
Yeah. Well, we've seen candidates on both sides of the aisle say that they wanted to do that. So it'll be interesting to see as we move forward with the new Congress. So, Jay, moving on, index funds, I know, are very popular in the U.S. They're cheap, but are they really a good deal for retirees?
Well, they're certainly low cost, but you heard that saying, right? You get what you pay for in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part of the appeal, right? Low cost, and you know they're going to mimic the markets. But by design, index funds give you a little bit of everything, the good, bad, and the ugly. And you're essentially buying the whole market, which means you're investing in both solid companies and those that may go against your values as well. And some of them may just be financially junk as well. So, you know, as Christian investors, that's where the problem begins. Many popular index funds, they support or profit from things like abortion and pornography. A lot of the vices, Tom, like gambling, tobacco, alcohol, or even regimes that persecute Christians like China. You want to be supporting that? And it's not just a financial issue, it's a spiritual one. So as believers, we're called to be good stewards, and that's what I help our clients do. It means knowing where your money is going and what it's supporting. And do you really want your retirement savings funding industries that go against your faith and values? That's a big question that I ask a lot of our listeners. And that's why at Faith Investor Services, we take a totally different approach. We use an active, biblically responsible strategy, screening out companies that don't line up with biblical practices and look for companies that we can be proud to own. And that's really what we look for, trying to get good returns, faithful returns for our clients.
Yeah. You got me thinking differently about index funds. It's kind of like if the NFL or Major League Baseball was an index fund, you'd always end up with a 500 record.
Yeah, you'd never win.
When you think about it, you'd every team. What about do-it-yourself investors? I mean, some listeners think that they are saving money by managing everything on their own. Are they right about that?
That's a great question, Tom, and I get it. People think, why pay someone when I can do it myself? But that's the kind of thinking of trying to do your own surgery, right? You're not going to do brain surgery on yourself just to save money. Sure, you might avoid a fee up front, but the risk can be enormous. And that's really what I've seen. I've been doing this for nearly 30 years. And often, you are your own worst enemy. I've seen it. People invest based on politics. I think if this person wins, the markets are going to do this. Or if Obamacare passes, this is going to happen. And people are always wrong when they're trying to forecast and predict what they think is going to happen. Even the professionals, you give six economists, what is the market or the economy going to do over the next 12 months? And you'll get 15 different answers from those six economists. So it's very hard. And as a Christian, you've been entrusted with God's resources. Proverbs 15:22 said, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. That's a life verse for me. Having the right financial guide, someone who shares your values and understands biblical stewardship, can help you avoid those costly mistakes. And that's what we try to help our listeners do, avoid those mistakes and create a plan that is biblically based.
A couple of times in my life, I've had people come to me and say, Tom, you're too close to this. You know, here's what I see. And I think that's what you're talking about, that someone with wisdom and a wise perspective can really make all the difference. So, friends, if this is hitting close to home, if you're unsure about your plan or just want a second opinion, give Jay a call. He offers free consultations. What you learn could transform your entire financial future. Am I right about that, Jay?
Absolutely, Tom. Whether you have questions or just want a biblical perspective on your investments, I'd love to talk. If you've got a 401k or IRA or Roths and all kinds of stocks and mutual funds, you don't know what is what. I find a lot of people are so busy. They're taking the kids, grandkids to practice, and they've got a financial junk drawer. They just stuff all the financial statements in a drawer and don't look at them. And really, we want to help you be a better steward. Look at, are you, number one, getting a good rate of return? Number two, are you paying too much in fees? And then number three, are the investments lining up with your values? Do they support things that are in line with the Bible or against it? We can help you make heads or tails of all of that and create a roadmap that is biblically based. You just have to go to faithandretirement.com. It's absolutely free. We'll set up a 30-minute consultation. We can do it via Zoom, via phone, whatever you feel most comfortable with, but we'll help point you in the right direction.
That's right. If you just have questions about your family finances, there's no obligation to give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. Maybe you have money in motion, an inheritance you just received, or your first Social Security payment came, or you want to find out about annuities, life insurance. Give Jay a call, 800-270-7310. Jay will be back with more right after this.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement, here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free, to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. There's been a lot in the international news headlines we're going to be touching on here in the second half of the program. Jay, first though, I wanted to talk to you about this. You've been doing this for decades, taking time out for meals, of course. What kind of training and experience do you bring to the table?
Well, Tom, I'm a certified financial planner and have a master's degree in financial planning, and I've worked in the faith-based industry now for going on 15 years. I've trained under top advisors, managed millions of assets, and I've helped hundreds of families retire with purpose. But most importantly, I seek God's wisdom in every plan that we create. So you get that biblical approach, you get a professional, not someone who's just using you as a guinea pig on your account or getting switched from advisor to advisor, or you call an 800 number and got to press 20 different extensions to get where you want. We are a small boutique firm that focuses on faith-based investing and comprehensive holistic planning. If you want a different approach, more personal approach, you can give us a call or go to faithandretirement.com and we can help you out.
You know, everybody's finances don't just happen in a bubble. What happens internationally also makes a difference. Last summer, China saw over 40 bank failures, and I saw this week that a lot more of them are teetering. One is called Hang Feng Bank, and they had $190 billion in assets, and they failed this past week, which is over ₩1 trillion. Are you concerned that this could affect American banks?
Yes, Tom. Anytime you see widespread bank failures in a global economy like China, it's a red flag, and it's worth paying attention to. China is a key player in global trade, manufacturing, and supply chains, and instability there could really ripple across the markets worldwide, including here in the U.S. Now, to be clear, the U.S. banking system is far more transparent and tightly regulated than China. They've got a lot of loose regulations. We don't invest in any Chinese companies just because, first of all, they persecute Christians, and then secondly, their banking and finance regulations are just, you know, hard to follow, to say the least. So when you've got the U.S. system compared to China, we prefer the U.S., but we do invest internationally as well. But we've got to have a good set of records. We got to make sure that there's solid companies. We're getting accurate information that are very similar to the U.S. accounting standards here. And that's why at Faith Investor, we use that tactical approach. We're going to look all around the globe. Do we go U.S., foreign, small cap, large cap, mid cap? Do we want some of each? Absolutely. Some real estate, some gold and silver. And that really helps you when you get these financial crises. Can help, you know, not can make you bulletproof, but it'll certainly insulate or give you some protection from that downside.
We were talking to Jay Peroni, and you can give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. And Jay, since you deal with a lot of Christian families, are there some common financial habits that you see amongst your Christian clients?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. They are very generous, which is beautiful. That's what right. I love. Gets me excited to get up every day to help my clients build more, to have more, so they can give more. But some also confuse faith with passivity. Trusting God doesn't always mean that you're avoiding stewardship. God calls us to be wise managers of his resources. And that means planning, saving, giving, and yes, protecting what we've built. So that's really some of the common financial habits that I've seen, is that they realize that this belongs to God, that they are certainly just money managers for God, and they're hiring out and using us to help them with their biblical stewardship, because for a lot of our clients, finance is not their first passion. They love their family, their businesses, and really they want us to do that hard work of doing the screening and cleaning and making sure their portfolios are in line with their values.
Let's press down on this charitable giving thing just a little bit. And some listeners are getting offers, including us, to donate and receive retirement income kinds of returns. Are those kinds of things worth considering?
Well, a lot of those offers, if you look at the fine details, they're often for charitable gift annuities or charitable trust, which can work well when part of a thoughtful plan, so as a bigger picture plan. You give to a cause, you receive retirement income in return, plus a potential tax break. But don't just jump in based on the mailer, get guidance first, get professional advice, because they're not all created equal. There are other smarter ways to give too. Potentially donor advised funds, let you give now, get a tax deduction and support ministries over time. And then if you're over 73, you can also do qualified charitable distributions from your IRAs that allows you to give directly to charities tax-free and it counts toward your required minimum distribution. So there's several other tools, but giving is the foundation of good stewardship. Let's make sure you're doing it right, doing it tax efficient, and kingdom impacting in every way possible. That's what we can help you with.
Well, I know a lot of people talk about gold in the Christian community and just amongst conservatives. Gold's been up and silver too. What's driving all of that?
Well, at the end of the day, uncertainty drives precious metals higher. Gold and silver tend to rise when inflation ticks up or global tensions arise. And we've seen that recently with the trade wars, the tariffs going back and forth, the uncertainty, the record numbers of debt that each countries are accumulating. And silver is more a kind of a pulse for the industrial markets, especially in electronics and clean energy, which tightens supply. So you've got silver is more industrial, gold is more crisis. And at Faith Investor, we use gold, silver, and even mining stocks as part of a diversified strategy. It's not the main focus, but they serve as a hedge against inflation and global risk. And they're tools, not silver bullets, no pun intended, but used wisely, they add resilience to a biblically aligned portfolio.
That's great. So commodities are part of the thing. Jay, I want you to put all of our family finances in hog bellies. If you could take care of that for me, that'd be great. So, Jay, are there ways to limit investment losses in this volatile market?
Absolutely, Tom. At Faith Investor Services, we use tactical strategies designed to adapt when the market shows signs of trouble. Our Christian stock fund, ticker symbol PRAY on the New York Stock Exchange, can get defensive, go to cash, use hedging instruments inside of the ETF. It owns 60 to 70 Christian companies. Additionally, our wealth management portfolios at Faith Investor, we can get defensive. We can go more to cash, some gold and silver. We can go into defensive sectors and industries. All of these moves can help protect our clients when there's a lot of downside ahead, like we've seen this year. Even though the markets are down this year, some of our clients are actually in positive territory this year, which is great, depending on their risk and where they're invested. But that diversified plan can help insulate you and limit those losses. And that's where we can help make sure you're in the right portfolio and make sure it lines up with your faith and values.
That's right. Don't forget to get your portfolio screened and cleaned. And that's something that's available to you by using Jay. You're saving and investing for retirement, but do you know where those investment dollars are actually going? That's why we do this program, and you can learn more at faithandretirement.com. Well, some people I've been following are worried about tariffs again. And so what do you say about tariffs?
Well, tariffs can raise costs and certainly hurt certain sectors, but we track these risks very closely and shift positions when necessary. That's the value of active management. Your portfolio can adapt to market conditions. We do think that there are some short-term risks, and anywhere worth going, there's going to be some difficulty, right? You know, in our walk of life, you can't just lose weight overnight. You know, it's going to take some exercise, changing how you eat. The same with your finances. If you're deep in debt, you can't just get out of debt overnight, other than winning the lottery or something where you get rich quick, but those usually don't end up too well either. So at the end of the day, you want to have a solid plan. And with these tariffs, there's going to be some pain before we see the gains. You know, President Trump is trying to impact not just his 4 years. He's looking at generations. What's going to happen? How is he going to fix it for our kids and grandkids? And that's really what we hope to see, is that these tariffs will, again, make America have more jobs, have more production. And I do think it's going to be a great boom over the next 4 years as these things kind of become less uncertain and more certain. That certainly will fuel the stock market.
Well, Jay, we're in our last minute or two here, and I've been telling people to call you at 800-270-7310. What if someone had a question today? Could they call you now?
Oh, absolutely. Even if it's the weekend, they can leave a message. I do my best to return calls personally and quickly. Let's have a conversation that could change the way you retire. Just go to faithandretirement.com and we can set up that appointment and help you out. Or you can give our 800 number a call and we'll set that appointment up as soon as we're available.
Can you give us a real quick success story from a recent client of yours?
Yeah, well, we had a client that called in. They had no clear path. They just had been saving. And within two meetings, we were able to build a retirement income strategy, lower their taxes, and align everything with their Christian values. They walked off the phone here and just really told a few other people, really excited about their future. And that's really how we help people, is take them from where they are, help them map out a roadmap that can get them from current position to where they want to be, and do so in a biblically sound fashion.
Well, you want to get that wise counsel from Jay. And that's what Faith in Retirement is all about, retiring with confidence and kingdom purpose, like we've been talking about. If something you heard today sparked a question or a concern, don't wait. Give Jay a call for a free consultation. Thank you so much for listening. And again, that number is 800-270-7310. Until next time, I'm Tom Levine with my friend Jay Peroni. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus with this and other information about the fund can be found at prayetf.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.